Natürlich ist es ein bisschen schuss, weil ich nicht mehr wie Schmur Pinchas bin, wie Jakob Zwi, wie Alexander Zusha, wie Josef. Maras Chana Bas Rebisugiona, Maras Hata Chana Bas Meir Zev. And it's based on the Sefer Machane Chaim, one of the great Gedolim of his time in the 1800s, Reb Chaim Sofer. This is in Chelek Beis and Simon Chof Aleph. Writes Rav Sofer Acharei Drishas Shlomo Odiehu Ki Lefnei Yomim Rabim Migia Mechtovu Liyodi Im Heoros Chakiros Besoiras Hashem Temima. Because hachilosi la'ayin bo hifsikuni mishpatei bali batim v'ne'ala mimeni mechtovu v'lo matzosi v'ze k'shvuos shtayim huchzor li aved v'gmati amar limtso margov la'ayin bo v'lohoshiv kashirim levovi. Since you sent me a letter, I got busy with my balabatim there in Yanim. I lost the letter, and now 2 weeks later I found it, and now I'm going to answer your questions. Written by a Rav, Hadras Gaono, Nero Yor Hifli Bamashichitshu Toisvis, the Perigdala de Nazir. So the his honorable great scholar wrote wondrous things about the Chiddush of Toisvis in the fourth Perik of Nazir, Sheba Avera Nimsheches Makenoisa Chetetse Navsha. That if you have an Avera Nimsheches, if you have a continuous Avera, an Avera that keeps going on, it's not just a one-time thing, in order to stop the guy from doing it, you hit him until his soul exits his body. Prichodesh brings the Ran, also holds like this. Because of Ma'alosso, and you, the honorable scholar, writes, says, how can you take someone's life unless he's a rotzeach, unless he's mamish a murderer, or he's running after an erva, or he's running after a forbidden woman? How you can do this about all the averas? What does Tosis mean? Maybe you can say that's only an individual, but a beisdin is allowed to take someone's life for all averas. At kan lashana. So that's what you wrote. This rav that he's writing to, whose name is Harav Hagoyin Acharif Ubaki Kvoida Rab Reb David Yehuda Neir Yar of Beisdin. Today you write Neir Yar, it's almost an insult. They have to write Shlita, but back then Neir Yar was enough. He's the Av Bezin of Kehila Kedosha Kerestor, and the author of the Sefer Shvilei David. So elsewhere I wrote about this at length. Now I'm going to write about it in brief. Hadogo me revova b'simen kufnun aleph b'yeridei achidesh dover b'hasogas hashach Siv Katan Vav. So the Dogol Mei Revova, Kufnan Aleph in Yeridei, was Mechadish about the Shach and Sivkot Nevav. That if you have a Gadol who's over an Avera B'Shogeg, you have to be Mafresh him in Avera. Just like you have to be Mafresh a Katan Oichel Nevelis B'Mezid. Because when a Katan does something B'Mezid, it's like a Shogeg. So he doesn't know what he's doing. If Yisrael Gadol is over an Avera B'Mezid B'Rat, so you don't have to stop him. Only if he's shogeg, just like you have to stop a kid who always has the status of shogeg, that doesn't have das, so too you have to stop an adult who's being over an avera. You have to mafresh him an avera if he does it be shogeg, but not be mazed. Aval gadol over avera be mazed be ratzon ein chaver mitzuvah lahafrisha. Talgam erevav is mechadish in kufna nalef. You don't have to be mafresh him a yisur. You have to separate him from the yisur if he's mazed ayin sham, and if so. Says Rav Sofer, if it's not a mitzvah to have free show me, Kol Shekhen Shlo Yakoso. If it's not a mitzvah to separate him from the Avera, he certainly shouldn't strike him. Certainly not to kill him. Certainly and certainly. Who made him a judge, a minister, to hit his friend, to kill his friend? He can rebuke him with words, but he shouldn't touch him. Rael is him in a Torah. Mechilta parashah Shmos ve'etzah biyom hasheni v'hinei shnei anashim v'vim nitzim ve'yomer l'rosh elam asakir re'echo ve'yomer misamcha l'ish sar v'shofet alenu l'agenu ato'imer kasher raktis ha'mitzvi v'yira moshe v'yomer achay noida ha'dover. And he goes out on the second day, and there are two people, Jewish people, fighting. And he says to the Russian, why are you hitting your friend? And he says, who made you a minister over us? Are you saying to kill me? Like you killed a Mitzri? And Moshe was very afraid. And he says, the matter has been known. Now, anyone who lifts his hand to hit, strike his friend is called a Rasha. He called us Yisrael Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Mafreshim. He shouldn't come to do something usher. So what's this Halahargeyu Ata Omer? What does he mean when he says Halahargeyu Ata Omer? He says Miramis to him. Only a Beis Din and Shultrim, they have the right to do this. Somebody who's not a Sar V'Shofet is not allowed to. Not allowed to hit, and he's certainly not allowed to kill. And Bamas Moshe Rabbeinu didn't intend to kill him, just to tell him with words. But the Russia was choshed him that he's going to kill him, like he did to the Mitzri. So here you see that Stama person is not allowed to raise his hand, only the Beis Din. A raya from the Gemara, minayin shelo yoshit kos yayin l'nazir, tamad lo mefeiv lo sitin, mirchol mashma, lulei alav shelifnei, v'raya mutter lo hoshit lo kos l'nazir. How do you know that you shouldn't extend the kos to a nazir? Kos yayin. It says, lifnei lo sitin mirchol. So it's mashma that if not for the lav of lifnei iver, it would be mutter lahoshit lo kos yayin. But this is shver. A nazir is a Jew, and you have to even hit him. Lahargo lafrisho meisura. Echi teisi, you'll be moshed in the yayin. Elevade kedasa dogul meirivavu. That if Yisrael godel wants to be over and over bemezid, Yisrael is not mitzuvah lafrisho. Vayibisalka daitoch, that he's even allowed to give it to him. Even if it's for every dinar or two sides of a river, and the Torah is megale. But even though he's not mitzuvah lafrisho, if he can take himself, if he can't take himself, there are two sides of the river, a cup of wine's on the other side. If you give it to him, you're over on the neighbor, Lositin Mikshal. But to be Mafrish him in Mikshal, you're not Chayiv. You don't have to stop him. A raya for the Dagul Mei Revav from the Rambam in Hilchos Kalayim, Perek Yud al-Hachav Tes, writes, Haroa Kalayim Shel Torah, Al-Chavero, Fuyo Halam Halich B'Shul, Kofet Zola V'Kor, Alav Miyad, V'Filo Yerabu, Shalom Dochach, M'Shein Kovar Rabi Yastoich Yisalois, Seyem Fuyish B'Torah. So you see Kalayim of Biblical Kalayim, Biblical Shan is in your friend. Even if he's going in the street, you jump on him, you gotta rip it off. Even your Rebbe, and covered up Riyas Tochalos Seba Torah. The Rambam finishes off, Lefikachem Ayol of Shatnish Shel Devreim and Akorelo Bashuk, Vainer Poshta Bashuk, Achim Megiel Abbas, and Meir Shel Torah Poshto Miyad. And therefore, if he's wearing Rabbinic Shatnish, he doesn't rip it off in the shuk, and he doesn't have to take it off in the shuk till he gets home. And if it's Shel Torah, he takes it off immediately. So why doesn't the Rambam conclude here? Just like he says, if it's Shat Nishel Devrayim, Eino Korea Lov Bashuk, Eino Poshto Bashuk, Gacha Megillah Beso, he should have written, Vimha Yishel Torah, Poshto Miyad. O Korea Me'alav. That would have been the proper way to finish, just like he started. He started with Shat Nishel Devrayim, Eino Korea Lov Bashuk, Eino Poshto. So he should have finished Vimha Yishel Torah, Poshto Miyad, like he'd said. And also Koro Me'alav. But that's what the Note of Yehuda says, that the beginning of the Halacha of the Rambam is talking about where someone sees his friend wearing Kalayim D'Oraisa B'Shogeg. Sees Mitzuvah Lav Lafrisho Muchuch L'Koro Me'alav. He has to stop him, he has to rip it off. Avo b'sof halacha, the Rambam is talking about where he himself knows that he's wearing kalayim. When they covered up brias, he's allowed to go into his house if it's kalayim derabanan. And if it's kalayim shel Torah, poshto b'shuk. But his friend is not mechuyev to rip it off. Because Yisrael over avera b'mezid, enu mitzuvah la'afrisha. That's the yisod that we saw, so it's meduyik in this Rambam. That doesn't say korea me'olav. It just says poshto. That's a yachid. But based in our mechuyev ligdor geder v'lamud v'peretz li'aser anoshim roim v'chatoim l'Hashem over in b'shat nefesh b'yad rama averes mefarashes b'torah. So Beis Din has to stop these mezid people. But not the individual. So, Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, Belina Der, B'tzos Hashem Darkenu, I very much hope to continue, and we will see in the flows Mikaras Hashem from the Torah of the great Gaon Rav Chaim Sofer Zetzal. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.